Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. If you've been attracting the same experiences over and over again, feeling stuck in your love life and uncertain about what steps to take, or you simply want specific steps so that you can start to transform your love life today and attract better partners, then a 90-minute courtship loop session is for you. Hi, my name is Zara J. I'm the founder of Captivating Courtship, the Captivating Courtship Code Success Process, and the 8 Love Loop Relationship Patterns. I use a combination of my natural gifts to read relationship patterns, psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking techniques to provide you with deeper insight and tools to transform your relationship patterns, get back to who you are, and attract unlimited love. One way that I help you with this is through uncovering your courtship loops. Courtship loops are the blind spots in the links between your dating and relationship experiences that reveal the deeper story and connection to your love blocks. It's my intuitive process to help you bring clarity and guide you with specific steps on how you can change your love life right now. When you get clear on your blind spots, you will have the confidence and a roadmap on where you need to stop shrinking and settling so that you can elevate your expectations, set bolder boundaries, and develop unshakable self-worth to have the love you deserve. In this 90-minute session, you will be guided through the courtship loop process to uncover your unique relationship and courtship patterns and have an intimate look at how you can have more ease and flow to attract more enjoyable relationship experiences specific to your journey to love. You will walk away with a simple plan of action specific to you to help you navigate your love life for the next 6 months. This is a limited time offer with only 3 spots open every week to book a private courtship loop session. To secure your session today, go to the link in the show notes. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today we are continuing the conversation about courtship. If you listened to last week's episode, kind of gave you just the basics of courtship 101, helping you to understand the breakdown and what to expect and how to navigate it. And just some real basics to understanding the courtship process as we teach you how to navigate it when it comes to captivating courtship. However, today we are diving into the wounded side of the courtship process, which is when trust, shadows, and your patterns show up to sabotage your relationship. So thank you so much for listening. And I am going to provide a special roadmap for the month of April for you to get the basics that we're covering for this month when it comes to breaking the courtship loop. It's going to break down the different steps to breaking the courtship loop, the basics of the process that we teach when it comes to captivating courtship, when it comes to the brand of captivating courtship. So if you want that, and if you want a copy of that, a free download, just send me a DM on Instagram. You can send a DM at Captivating Courtship on Instagram. I'll make sure that the information is in the show notes, and I will send you a copy of the PDF download. Just send me a message. You can just use the word loop, and I will know that you are looking for a copy of the free PDF that just gives you a basic roadmap on how to break your courtship loops. And of course, you can always go to the link in the show notes to get a free download with a mini lesson on how to do the courtship loop exercise yourself, how to DIY it. Now, I do one-off mini sessions. It's a 90-minute call to help you to get very clear on what your blind spots are when it comes to the courtship process, where you need to set different bolder boundaries, where you need to elevate your expectations, where you need to develop unshakable self-worth. I do that in the 90-minute session with you. You can book that 90-minute session to meet with me one-on-one, and we'll dive deep into your courtship experiences, your relationships, get you very clear on what steps you need to take, and then have a follow-up plan of action for you to focus on for the next 6 months. The link is in the show notes for you to book a session with me. But you can also just download the free download and do it yourself. If you feel like you are a pretty good pattern reader, you're pretty intuitive, you can follow the information and process how to do it on your own. This is one of my favorite exercises that I created specifically for Captivating Courtship and for the clients that I've worked with to help them to bring clarity. And it can help you to bring clarity too. So the link for the free download for that is in the show notes. You can DM me on Instagram, Loop, and I will send you a copy of the Courtship Loop Roadmap. And if you want to book a private one-on-one session with me, you can go to the link in the show notes to do that as well. So let's dive into it. Let's talk about trust, shadows, and sabotaging relationships when it comes to the courtship process. Trust has actually been coming up a lot in coaching over the last couple of weeks. I am enjoying, not only have I had two clients get engaged, one alumni client, one current client get engaged over the last couple of weeks. If you listened to the episode with Amir a couple of weeks ago, you'll be able to listen to that episode. She talked about coming into coaching and having an adapter love loop pattern and the steps in the process that she's been going through of managing her triggers and her reactions and her past trust issues as she has stepped into becoming an engaged woman. And in the upcoming weeks, you will also hear another testimonial episode that I'm very excited to share with you, because that process of them going from meeting each other on Hinge to now they'll be getting married very soon, but they're engaged right now, but they're preparing for the wedding. That process was an extended period. It was ups and downs over a 3-year period. And I had to speak with her to bring her onto the podcast to share her story. One, because I remember she first came into coaching and where she was as far as her anxiousness and, you know, dating different guys and getting to know different guys. And even when she first met her guy while she was in coaching, and all the ups and downs that I've been able to keep up with over the years. And I think that these stories are very important to share, of not just the stories of you meet someone and after a few months of being in coaching, or after even a year of being in coaching, you met your person, you got married, and you're done. And that's it. End of story. We're talking about real life. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about bringing two people together. And though we love those stories, we celebrate stories like Amira's, for example, or some other past testimonial clients who met their spouse very quickly, or at least within a year or 18 months of being in coaching, and they met their spouse, and it was a pretty smooth road to get there because they met a hot guy. You also have stories like the one I'll be sharing in the upcoming weeks, where a guy may have been cold or between cold to warm when you met him. And if you're familiar with Captivating Courtship, you know that you have the cold guy, the warm guy, and the hot guy. But where you have these guys who are not ready, and they have a lot of fears, and they have a lot of triggers, and they have a lot of certainty, and they're not in a place where they are certain or sure about commitment, and they keep coming back around. You have the guys that orbit, you have the guys that circle back, you have the guys that are trying to figure it out, or maybe they won't commit, or maybe they won't make it, like all those things. There are success stories in that. Now, we don't want you to make that the norm. That's the long road. That's the painful road. It's a harder road. I don't want to say painful. Well, it can be painful because it's the harder road, right? And I don't want that to have to be your norm, but those situations can turn around. And I think it's important because so often, if you know that that's your person and you feel that very strongly and intuitively, but it's not working. And a lot of women don't like to hear right person, wrong time. But that is a very real thing. That's why in CCC, I share with you the commitment ready checklist to help you to be able to identify, is this man actually commitment ready? Because if you see that he's a cold guy or lower on the warm side, he's not quite fully warm or hot, then there's a high probability that he's just not going to be ready, and it may not be you. And it's so easy for women to internalize it and make it about their own self-worth or their desirability or all these other things. And it really could be just stuff that the man has to work through. So I look forward to sharing that with you in the upcoming weeks. So let's talk about trust, shadows, and sabotaging relationships when it comes to the courtship process. When you are in this space of getting out there, you're meeting people, maybe you've been single for some time, maybe you are newly single, whatever the case is, you're in a space where you are attracting partners, you're meeting people, maybe you've been in and out of different dating and courtship experiences, maybe you've been in a lot of kind of sort of relationships, but you're navigating the courtship process. And once you start to invest in the relationship, once you start to lock in, once you find yourself attached or very excited about the possibility of the relationship, or it starts to feel more real, you start to feel more connected, there's more vulnerability, you start to find yourself past, let's say, the first 6 weeks or so, 6 to 8 weeks of the dating and courtship process. For some of you, if you're super anxiously attached, this may kick in the first 2 weeks, okay? But you find yourself getting very excited, very attached, very emotionally connected to the possibility of the outcome of the relationship actually being able to manifest, being able to fully come into fruition. And when you get into this space of excitement, right? Because nervousness, excitement, like it's all the same feelings, and that's what fuels anxiety. That anxiety either will cause you to anxiously lean in if you're more anxiously attached and to try to force the relationship or apply pressure or get to the, just trying to hurry up and figure out, where's this thing going? Are we doing this or not? And, or you find yourself overthinking and super emotionally attached and almost obsessive when it comes to this person. You find yourself starting to lose yourself in that relationship, spiraling thoughts, all of those things. Or you get into a space of fear and shutting down. And you get into, they're both fear driven, right? Because even with anxiety, you are locked into fear. And so you want to hurry up and chase security, right? But then you have that fear of it being, a disappointment, or fear of any type of rejection, fear of getting too emotionally attached and the relationship not working out. And then you find yourself avoiding and shutting down. These are two different ways of handling things when you are insecurely attached. So you're either going to get very anxious and lean in, try to rush the process, try to control the process, try to hurry up and chase security. Or you're going to find yourself in a space of avoidance and shutting down, removing yourself, creating distance, just other sabotaging behaviors start to creep in and ruin a relationship. And if you are in this cycle and you have been in this cycle for some time, you will find this one very exhausting. It becomes exhausting. You have a lot of start-stop relationships. You start to create a lot of negative, low-value beliefs. You start to tell yourself that it's not going to happen and it's not possible. But then you also start to form a relationship with the emotion of guilt. You start to feel a lot of emotional baggage due to your behaviors, because even though, let's say the other person wasn't ready for commitment, let's say they were a cold guy or a warm guy that you hadn't fully connected with or hadn't fully warmed up to being hot and ready, or maybe you met a guy that would be considered ready and he's a hot guy, but your anxiousness and your fears and your avoidance shut the relationship down or sabotage things and cause the relationship to fold. And because of that, you felt a lot of guilt and shame around the behaviors that you display during the courtship process. Maybe you've made some decisions or some choices, or you've been in some situations that you don't feel proud of. Maybe your girlfriends or your guy friends don't know how you actually behave behind closed doors when it comes to dealing with the opposite sex. There's a lot of shame and guilt that can be associated with the dating and courtship process that you could be holding on to, that's causing you to repeat experiences and to sabotage the relationships that you have. I see it all the time. And so you're carrying this emotion of guilt. You're carrying a lot of emotional baggage that's weighing you down when it comes to the dating and courtship process and relationships, that's not allowing you to actually trust yourself in this process. Now, you maybe telling yourself that, well, I trust myself, I just don't trust other people. Even if you tell yourself that, that is a great indicator that you don't trust yourself either. Because if you trust yourself, you trust yourself to choose good people first. Like, you choose yourself, I pick good people to be in my life. I choose good people. I surround myself with good people. So I feel confident about the decisions that I make. I'm clear about what I'm looking for, about who's right for me, about who's not. I'm confident about what I want. I feel clear that I can have it. I believe that I can have it. And I select good people to be in my life, and good people are drawn to me. If you have that type of belief in trusting yourself, then you don't have to worry about distrusting other people, because you already know that you make good decisions, number one. So you have a strong trust muscle when it comes to trusting other people. You have a strong trust muscle when it comes to trusting yourself, because you trust yourself to be able to set boundaries and to walk away if a relationship is no longer serving you. Now, you may not be able to walk away immediately, right? Like, that's the reality. If your feelings are attached, you have some investment there, it may take you some time to walk away, but you will get to a point, and you trust yourself to get to a point that you have boundaries, that you know that you will be able to walk away. You will not hold on to a relationship that doesn't serve you, that doesn't validate your boundaries, that doesn't make you feel secure, that doesn't honor your worthiness and your deservingness. You're not going to hold on to that person or to that relationship for years and years. Or so for some of you, it may be months, but for some of you, it's years. Some of you, your exes have you in a chokehold. I'm talking about relationships that are years old, maybe even decades old for some of you. Maybe that last relationship or marriage or, you know, partner that you had was years ago, was 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. For some of you that may be listening to this podcast, was the last time you really allowed yourself to be emotionally invested or in a relationship or married or anything with another person. That past relationship has so much power over you. So much power over you. That last relationship, that person that you wanted so badly but wouldn't commit to you or didn't work out with that person, that relationship has you in a chokehold. It is not allowing you to move forward. Maybe you feel guilty for the choices that you made with that relationship or choosing that person, and you just can't forgive yourself. You haven't moved on. You haven't allowed yourself to process those emotions. And so you're feeling guilty about the past, about your past decisions, about the choice that you make, about this idea of failure that you have created around your love life or about who you are as a person. And that relationship is holding you captive. Your past experiences, whether it's just for a few weeks or a few years, those past experiences are holding you captive. So you don't fully trust yourself to be able to walk away from people or situations that don't align with you, that do not uphold your value. So you don't trust yourself, you don't trust other people, and then you also don't trust your higher power, which is getting more into the spiritual aspects of things. If you trust your higher power, I don't care if you say God, Allah, the universe, doesn't matter to me who you call to, but you have a higher power. You have your spirit, you have your higher power, you have your higher source, and you do not trust that whatever the outcome is the best outcome for you. And you trust and you believe in the inevitability that the relationship that you want is waiting for you. You just have to do the work to get in alignment to receive it. And I'm telling you, without a doubt, when you do the inner work, when you start stepping into that next level version of you in your love life, in your relationships, when you allow yourself to go through the emotions, to go through the process of leveling up in your love life and truly do it from the inside out, and you follow the process that we teach you here, you will get into alignment with the relationship that's waiting for you. I have had such a high success rate with my clients. I love seeing them win. Even just earlier today, we had a coaching call, and I was so excited to see one of my clients who she did about 12 months and then she renewed, which is very common. I say in most cases, if you are intensely focused for 6 to 18 months, in most cases, you're going to attract a partner. The only reason why, and listen, let me just say this. Some of you may be saying, oh, 6 to 18 months. Well, in 18 months, I could do it myself. Okay, do it. If you can do it yourself the next 18 months, go ahead. But if you have been habitually single, let's say for the last 3 to 5 years or more, you may want some support to kind of speed up this process. And if you've been single for at least 3 to 5 years, or you've never been married, then giving yourself 6 to 18 months to really dial in, that is going to be the kicker. Now, if you have either the too good love loop or the avoider love loop, and some of my adapters as well, just depending on where you are on the spectrum when it comes to your patterns, you may need to focus for 3 years. This is the reality. Like, I'm being very, very real with you. Because in order for you to break the loop of your patterns, meet a person, and go through the process of navigating your emotions, going through the process of learning how to shift your patterns in the courtship process, attracting a partner, going through courtship with them, it may take you about 3 years to get to that point, depending on where you fall on that spectrum. So I'm being very transparent and very real with you, but I also want to offer you this. If you have any type of resistance towards that, if you're saying 3 years, that is a long time, 3 years. 3 years to find the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with is nothing. It's nothing. Now, it could happen faster than that. It could happen in 3 months. I've seen it happen. It could happen in 6 months. It could happen in 12 months. It could happen so much faster than that. But depending on where you are and the process that's laid out for you and what I have seen proven to work, according to the data that I have collected over the years, and I've been in this industry for about a decade now. It's been 9 years. According to the process, according to what I have seen, depending on where you are in a spectrum, especially if you lean more avoidant in your patterns, it may take you about 3 years to go through the process and attract your person and find your person. But like I said, 3 years to a lifetime is nothing. Or however long the relationship lasts, it's nothing. Especially if you have been habitually single or single for at least, 5 years or so, 3 to 5 years. Getting focused to change your patterns, create better relationship experiences, meet your person, that's really nothing. But let's get back on track, okay? So when you're dealing with this emotional guilt, you are going to have a hard time with trust. You're going to have a hard time trusting yourself, trusting your person, and trusting your higher power that the relationship that you want is awaiting you. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. You just have to do the work to align with it. And then what happens, that guilt, that shame, those emotions that you're processing is going to go into what we call your shadows. Now, I'm going to get to your shadows in a moment. And I am going to just explain to you just an overview of what that is. We go into it more in coaching. But ultimately, when it comes to guilt, there's a cycle that you go through. You make a choice. You have a behavior. You do something. You experience something that causes you to feel the emotion of guilt. Really, it starts with your thoughts, right? Like you have an experience. You start thinking negatively about yourself, about the experience, and you start to feel the emotion of guilt. I always say guilt is a good thing because if you feel guilty, it's a sign and an indicator of you moving against your values, that you're moving against your intuition, and that you just need to honor that. You need to come back to that. You need to pay attention. When you stop feeling guilty, especially if you're doing something that goes against your values, it goes against what you actually authentically believe to be in alignment with the best version of yourself. When you go against that and you no longer feel guilt, that's when you should be concerned. But guilt is actually a good thing for you to experience. You just have to understand how to process it and how to work with it. But you start developing these negative beliefs about yourself, about the experiences that you've had, about your past, and you start to feel guilty. And then that guilt causes you to not take action that's going to create a new experience and a new behavior. So you have the experience, you have negative beliefs and thoughts about it or about yourself. You feel guilty, you don't take action. You go into like a freeze state, or you take action, but you end up repeating things over and over again, which is still basically not taking action because you're taking the same actions over and over again. You're not changing your action due to the guilt that you're feeling. It's on a deeper subconscious level. So you repeat those feelings and you repeat those beliefs over and over again, and you cause yourself to repeat the same behaviors and the same actions, and nothing actually changes. And this is the guilt cycle. And when you continue to be in this guilt cycle, it becomes very, very damaging. It becomes damaging to your self-esteem, to your self-worth. And you keep repeating the same things over and over again. And you also become afraid to seek help out of a fear of being seen. You are scared for someone to see you fully for who you are, to see your imperfections, to know the truth about your past or your decisions or your inner world. And you don't know how to make things right. So that leads to you falling into a place of distrust and why you struggle with trust. So very quickly, I'm going to break down the trust cycle. And we teach this in coaching. We teach this in CCC. But I'm going to break this down and share this with you so that you have a basic understanding of why you struggle with trust, whether it's trusting other people, trusting yourself, trusting your higher power, why you have a hard time with trust. And then in this episode, I'm also going to share with you how to break this. So the first thing that happens is you have a bad experience. And listen, bad experiences happen, okay? You don't have to see it as a bad experience. You can just see it as just an experience, something that you needed to go through, a lesson you needed to learn, a person you needed to encounter, a gift you needed to receive. I like to look at it as a gift you needed to receive. But you go through a bad experience. And when you go through this bad experience and you don't forgive yourself for the choices that you've made or the situations that you have been in, if you do not practice forgiveness and compassion with yourself, you don't give yourself grace, then what happens is on a deeper subconscious level within your brain, okay, you start to create a contract with that experience that forms a new belief. And that contract is that you will never forget what happened. You're never going to let it go. You hold shame, you hold guilt, you hold embarrassment, and that seeps into your subconscious and it creates a new lens and a way for you to view the world and your experiences through. So you start seeing people, dating, courtship, relationships, yourself, your creator, through the lens of this bad experience that you so desperately do not want to repeat. So you're constantly on high alert. You're on high alert looking for proof and evidence of what to avoid. Oh my gosh, a red flag. Oh my gosh, I see this again. I don't want to repeat that experience. I don't want to go through that again. So you are on high alert. So you're zoomed in looking for confirmation, okay? Then that leads to the next part of the distrust cycle and the loop of distrust. You go, because you are holding shame and guilt, you're on high alert, you're subconsciously connected and tied and made a contract with that experience, you start distrusting yourself. You start to secretly blame yourself for your bad experience, and you start to disconnect from your intuition. You lose your confidence. You start to disregard all of the good choices that you have made, and you start to only focus on the negative. Even when it comes to childhood experiences, let's say some of your stuff, some of your trauma, some of your distress stems back to your caretakers. It goes back to childhood experiences. Maybe it goes back to early dating experiences. You start to only focus on the bad, all the negative experiences that you've seen when it comes to relationships, all the negative experiences that you've had with the opposite sex, all the negative things that you have encountered. And you put yourself into a space of looping those experiences and only thinking about the negative. You completely disregard and ignore all the good parts of your childhood, all the good parts about the relationships that you've seen, the good relationships that you have witnessed, the good experiences that you have had with the opposite sex. And you disregard them and you say, well, yeah, that was that one time or that one experience, but you only focus in on the negative, and you make that the core foundation of proof as to why you cannot trust yourself or why you are to blame for the experience that you have, or you make yourself a victim of your experiences. And you may have a difficult time admitting to yourself that deep down inside, you don't know how to break the pattern. You don't know how to break the loop. You don't know how to get out of this space of your failed choices and to trust yourself to do something different. Now, once you're in this space, you're on high alert, you don't trust yourself, you're only focused in on negative experiences, you don't believe that you can make better choices or that you don't have the proof on a deeper subconscious level that something else is available to you or that it's inevitable for the positive, the good, the things that you actually desire, then the next part of the loop of distrust is attracting more distrustful experiences. So this is where the loop really starts to kick in and the law of attraction starts to kick in as well, where you don't trust yourself and you believe that you are going to attract untrustworthy people, non-committal men, men who don't respect boundaries, men who don't value you, men who don't respect you, men who won't commit, all those things, right? You believe, you make contracts with these beliefs that this is how men are, these are how people are, or, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a man, that's how women are, and this is just how relationships are, and that this is what your experience is and what it's always going to be. Whether you want to admit that on a conscious level or not, subconsciously, this is what's going on within you, within your brain, within your mind, on a deeper level. And because you already recognize these patterns and what untrustworthy people and these negative situations look like and how to create that, you focus on those two parts of the cycle, not trusting yourself and attracting what you don't want. This then puts you back into that space, going back to the beginning, of creating another bad experience. You don't trust yourself, you attract exactly what you don't want, and you go back to creating another bad experience because those sabotaging patterns start to kick in. You start to act off of them. You create another bad experience. You self-sabotage. You don't trust yourself again. You attract another situation. And you can stay in this loop for years, decades, for the rest of your life. Like, that's the truth. You can stay in this loop. So in order to break free of it, the first thing that you're going to have to do is simply admit to yourself that you don't trust yourself and that you want to move forward and you want to trust your intuition and you want to start to honor your true desires and your boundaries. First, you're going to get clear on what do you actually want and what are your boundaries in order to have that. And we can help you with that. I can help you with that. You can book a level of session. You can book a consultation. I'll talk to you about what options are available to support you in that. But you have to first just make the decision that it's time to move forward, that you don't trust yourself right now, but you want to, and you're ready to move forward. You are ready to start taking action, releasing that guilt, taking action, and moving towards what you actually want. Now, let's talk about guilt and the shame and all those things moving into the shadows and what shadow traits are. So Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst Carl Jung is who actually popularized the shadow self in this whole concept of the shadow self. And if you are into psychology, personal development, spirituality, law of attraction, any of that, I'm sure you've probably heard of the shadow self. You've maybe done some shadow work. But for those of you who are not familiar, your shadow self are basically the unconscious aspects of your personality that you repress. Those are aspects of you that you see as weaknesses. They hold some of your deepest, darkest desires. They are also associated with your instincts, but they're parts of you that you have kind of cast into the shadows. And that's why you may feel some guilt or shame around those aspects. And these are parts of your personality, and it's part of the behaviors that you present, but it's not necessarily on a conscious level. And these are also parts of you that you have deemed as unacceptable or undesirable to you or by societal standards. So they're parts of you that you cast away, that you hide away. This is why you may become a chameleon, depending on who you are getting to know, who you're seeing, that you kind of adapt. You may have either yourself or you may have a friend where they're getting to know a man or they're courting someone or dating someone or they're in a relationship with someone who's very into physical fitness. So they become very into physical fitness. And then you may see someone who they are with someone who's very into financial investments. So they become very interested in financial investments. So they're kind of always adapting and flowing based upon who's in front of them, based upon what they deem to be acceptable or make them lovable. And they hide the aspects of themselves that they believe wouldn't be accepted by society and would make them unloved. One person, for you guys have been listening to podcasts for a while, you know that I'm like a huge Housewives fan, Beverly Hills, Potomac, not so much Potomac this year, but Atlanta, Beverly Hills, Miami. Those are my housewife girlies. Sometimes Potomac, depending on the season. But someone that I associate with this that is such a chameleon when it comes to relationships is Portia Williams. Portia Williams is the poster child for a chameleon, depending on who she's with, whatever relationship she's in, whoever she's married to, she becomes who she needs to be in order to be desirable or loved to that person. And she also adapts herself to become whoever she needs to be loved by the public. So you have seen her go through so many different personality changes, so many ways you can tell that there's a lack of personal development on her side. She has a lot of shadow about who she authentically is, about who she is. She hasn't quite discovered that. And so you constantly see her floating in and out of relationships. You constantly see her adapting her personality to social media or to the public, or her style of dress, or whoever she is that she needs to be in the moment in order to be accepted, in order to be loved, in order to be revered. And I can understand that. There have been times in the past, before I started getting into working on myself, where I can remember being in that same space. So I empathize. Let me be very clear. I empathize with anyone that's in that space. I can recall being in a space where I felt as though I wasn't worthy. I wasn't good enough. I struggled with my self-worth. I didn't even know that I struggled because I didn't even know what self-worth was. I didn't really understand it. And so I too would feel as though like I would attract someone that I would be very attracted to that would have all the qualities that I would want, right? Because my core pattern would have been the trophy love loop. So I would attract someone to have all the qualities that I would want. They would be the ideal partner. They would be an amazing trophy for me to stand next to it, because I felt shame and guilt within myself about who I was, my past, about the choices I've made, about where my life was, about my accomplishments, like whatever those things were at the time, that I didn't feel worthy or good enough for those people. But I would mold myself to try to people please or try to be more attractive to that person. I would go out of my way to try to be like the perfect partner or try to be the perfect wife. Definitely tried to do that, play that role, right? Of being the perfect wife in order to appear to be loved, in order to be lovable, in order to be desirable. Like I've been down that road. So I empathize with you. That is no judgment on Portia. I was in that same space prior to truly working on myself, doing this work, doing the shadow work, consistently building. And it's not an overnight process, but getting to the root of those wounds, constantly doing. And I still have to constantly reinforce and work on that now, because you constantly are evolving. You're constantly growing if you are someone who values personal growth and development. So it's not a one-shot thing. This is a lifetime experience, a lifetime journey. But those shadow traits, if you don't learn to fully accept yourself, the dark and the light, if you don't fully learn to integrate all aspects of who you are and release the shame and guilt, one, you're going to always hide. You're not going to be able to be vulnerable, to be fully emotionally connected to someone. You're not going to be able to create a emotional connection where you feel safe to be fully seen and fully heard. You're not going to be able to ask for help and to be fully supported, because you're going to hold so much shame around the parts of you that you deem makes you unworthy or lower value or less than, or that you feel embarrassed or guilt around. You're going to have a hard time embracing those aspects of yourself. And then you're also never going to be fully authentic with any relationship or any person that you meet, because you feel as though you can't be your true self in order to be loved, in order to be liked, that you feel as though someone's not going to accept all parts of you. So if you're not fully authentic and you're not even being real with and honest with yourself, then you're not going to be real and honest with the people. And a relationship built as a sandcastle is not going to be able to uphold any type of storm. So you want to do this work. You want to get to this so that you can navigate the courtship and dating process. You can attract healthy, happy relationships and actually enjoy the relationships that you're in without fear and anxiety and avoidance. And you can make high quality relationship decisions and feel safe to love and to trust. So if you are thinking right now that, or if you have thought in the past that it was simply like you just don't trust people, you just don't trust yourself, you haven't made good decisions in this area of life, then the first thing that I'm going to say to you is that when you are navigating this process and you're starting to do this work and you are starting to learn how to break the loop, one thing that you're going to have to do is learn to regulate your nervous system. The amazing upcoming episode with Meredith Segan Saracen, who's going to be talking about nervous system regulation. So check out the episode. I believe the episode comes out next week. Very excited to release that episode. But your nervous system is how you choose to respond when you are feeling triggered, when those wounds start to come up, those patterns start to come up, when you start to lean into fear, anxiety, distrust. How your nervous system reacts is going to cause you to either sabotage or to be able to reset and maintain and create a healthy relationship. It's very difficult for you to be able to maintain a healthy relationship if you do not learn to regulate your nervous system, if you have unhealed wounds in relationship patterns and it's causing you to constantly repeat experiences or to avoid relationships altogether, you're going to find that your shadows and your distrust are going to run your love life. And I don't want you to be in that space. So you have to get to the root of your wounds, especially when it comes to building your trust muscle and learning to get to integrating your shadow so that you can fully be yourself, you can fully love yourself, you can be fully authentic, and you can create those emotional connections that's going to align you with the right relationship for you. And getting to the root of the wounds and doing this part of the inner work truly is the foundation of the captivating courtship process to break the loop. So let's talk about how you can actually break the loop of distrust, step into a more authentic, higher version of you so you embody your captivating life, get back on your throne, and attract the right relationship for you. The first thing when we talk about is breaking the loop of distrust is trusting your intuition. Okay, we have to get to you to a place. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. The first thing that I want you to do is focus on changing your beliefs because everything starts with your thoughts. So I want you to get very clear on what do you currently believe to be true about relationships, about the opposite sex, about yourself, about the dating and courtship process. Get all of those thoughts out. Get to the root of your beliefs. And there are some beliefs right now that you are holding on to that's truly, truly holding you back. And this is why you want to do shadow work. This is why coaching helps. This is why we do hypno meditations and hypnotherapy. You know, I'm very, very big on that. And I'm very excited as we are collaborating when it comes to the Love Loft and also some things that I'm putting together for CCC and for the new membership, The Loop. Going to be incorporating more hypno meditations into those programs. So very excited. It's been a long time coming. It's been hard to collaborate and get these things done, but I'm getting there. Be patient with me, please. But we have to first get to the root of your beliefs because there's some deeper subconscious beliefs that are holding you back. And once you figure out what those beliefs are and you can release those beliefs and you can start working on new beliefs, your brain can start creating a new identity for you to associate with. You can start looking at experiences from a different lens. You can start looking at yourself from a different lens and you can step into a new identity based upon what you now know and believe to be true. And start taking action to consistently show up as that version of you and to consistently align with those new beliefs. Now, the next part of breaking the loop of distrust is trusting your ability to make better decisions. So you have to start honoring your wants and your desires on a daily basis. Every single day, you want to slow down and hone into your intuition. A simple trick that I have told my clients about how to start connecting with your intuition is before you do something as simple as getting something to drink or picking some fruit at the grocery store or, you know, sitting down with food, or do you want to find just little things that's going on within your body? What does your body want right now? What is your body telling you? Is your body telling you that you want to drink a soda? Or is your body actually craving water? Is your body telling you to grab the strawberries or the mango? Actually listen to your body. Listen to your intuition. When you wake up in the morning, take a moment and actually think about, how do I actually want to spend today? Not just thinking about a to-do list or just going through the motions or just repeating the same old Saturday or Sunday that you always do, but actually take the time, sit with yourself in silence, put one hand over your belly, one hand over your chest, and really connect with yourself and ask yourself, what do I actually want right now? And make decisions from that space. And the more you start to honor your wants and your needs every day in the littlest ways, you start to slowly build that trust muscle and you start to rebuild your connection with your intuition. And the next thing is that you want to practice living in the moment. I actually had a chat today with someone on a coaching call about just being present and living in the moment. And this is very important, especially if you're, for example, in a space that she's in right now where she's recently attracted a new guy, it's going on 2 months. And when she came to the coaching call, she's like, you know, I was reviewing the courtship blueprint. And it's like, okay, how do I get him to start to meet my family? Or what's the next step that I need to focus on? And I did answer her questions and support her in that and tell her, okay, these are the things that I want you to focus on for the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I also want you to pull back and just be in a space of gratitude and just enjoying where things are right now, giving your nervous system an opportunity to actually fully process, like, oh, wait, you attracted the type of person that you want. You have verification that this type of relationship exists and that this type of man is showing up fully present and consistent and intentional. He's doing all the things and you feel safe and you feel secure. Let's take a moment to not jump right to the next step and let's just pull it back and be really present in our life right now. Be really present with him, be really present with where things are and just enjoy the moment. Give yourself just a couple of weeks to reset and to just fully embody that before you start focusing on the next thing. And if you're anxiously attached like she is, that's a big deal for you. So just simply allowing yourself to slow down, to be present, to enjoy where you are, that's going to allow you to focus on what's right in front of you and allow relationships to unfold in a very beautiful way where you can enjoy the lessons, enjoy the moments, and that's going to help to strengthen your trust that what you want is available and is also inevitable. Now, in order to do this, you may need to do some shadow work, which is the process of exploring and integrating those unconscious behaviors and aspects of your personality into your full self so that you are showing up fully authentic, so that you are in a deeper space of introspection and self-reflection, and you're being able to confront those suppressed emotions, fears, desires, or any past traumas that you have gone through. And you can do this through journaling, through therapy, through coaching, through meditation, through hypnotherapy, creative expression. There are lots of different ways that you can do shadow work. And with coaching clients, I have different ways that I work with coaching clients to help them to do the shadow work along with the information that is in the modules. And the reason why this works and why doing the shadow work and getting to the root of those wounds and those behaviors and those patterns is because as you start to explore and integrate those shadow aspects of yourself, you develop that greater sense of self-awareness, of personal growth, and you can start the cycle over. You can learn to create a different experience and you can break the loop. You can break the pattern. You have to shine a light on those aspects of yourself that you hold guilt or shame or pain around, those past experiences that you hold guilt, shame, and pain around. Develop a deeper sense of self-awareness and heal on an emotional level and on a spiritual level and step into a space of personal growth. Now, even if you have already done therapy or you've done some shadow work, but you're still not taking action. You're still attracting the same types of people or the same types of experiences. That means that there's still some beliefs on a deeper subconscious level that you have to get to the root of. You're still operating in a loop of distrust and disbelief, and you haven't stepped into your full new identity. You're not fully embodying your captivating life. You don't have bolder boundaries. You haven't elevated your expectations, and you haven't developed unshakable self-worth. If this is you, I want to be able to support you in this. And there are several ways that we can do this, and all the information will be in the show notes. Of course, the first thing that you can do is get the free download of the Courtship Loop Roadmap. The link will be in the show notes for that. You can also send me a DM of the loop on Instagram. This is the word loop. And I will send you a free Courtship Loop Roadmap that you can download that helps you to navigate our 6-step process when it comes to breaking the loop. You can also book a Courtship Loop session with me, a private one-on-one call. You can book a consultation so I can talk to you about how we can work together one-on-one in our new 12-week Love Loop Accelerator, where we work together one-on-one on your specific Love Loop pattern, and I help you to navigate the next 12 weeks to shifting your patterns and navigating courtship to move to your next courtship milestone. I am loving that option. I'm loving working with clients one-on-one again. It's been a very long time, and I only have a small capacity for how many clients I can work with at a time. But if it's something that you are interested, make sure that you do book a consultation so that we can discuss if this is the right option for you. And last but not least, you can get on the wait list for the Loop membership. This is a new monthly membership option, like a DIY option, where you can work through all of this on your own, at your own pace, and you can learn to break the loop. You can learn to reset your patterns. You can do the work on your own, at your own time. And if you're on the wait list, you're going to be the first to know, along with any special offers, when it comes to joining the Loop, our new monthly membership program. So the link in the show notes is available for all of those things so that you can go ahead and start breaking the loop. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. If you've been attracting the same experiences over and over again, feeling stuck in your love life and uncertain about what steps to take, or you simply want specific steps so that you can start to transform your love life today and attract better partners, then a 90-minute Courtship Loop session is for you. Hi, my name is Zara J. I'm the founder of Captivating Courtship, the Captivating Courtship Code Success Process, and the 8 Love Loop Relationship Patterns. I use a combination of my natural gifts to read relationship patterns, psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking techniques to provide you with deeper insight and tools to transform your relationship patterns, get back to who you are, and attract unlimited love. One way that I help you with this is through uncovering your courtship loops. Courtship loops are the blind spots in the links between your dating and relationship experiences that reveal the deeper story and connection to your love blocks. It's my intuitive process to help you bring clarity and guide you with specific steps on how you can change your love life right now. When you get clear on your blind spots, you will have the confidence and a roadmap on where you need to stop shrinking and settling so that you can elevate your expectations, set bolder boundaries, and develop unshakable self-worth to have the love you deserve. In this 90-minute session, you will be guided through the Courtship Loop process to uncover your unique relationship and courtship patterns and have an intimate look at how you can have more ease and flow to attract more enjoyable relationship experiences specific to your journey to love. You will walk away with a simple plan of action specific to you to help you navigate your love life for the next 6 months. This is a limited time offer with only 3 spots open every week to book a private Courtship Loop session. To secure your session today, go to the link in the show notes.